Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This final episode of the year is brought to you by our friends over at Polysleep. Polysleep.ca. Use the promo code PANTELUS30 to get yourself 30% off anything site-wide. Polysleep is a great Quebec company. They got the best mattresses in the country. Polysleep is a Quebec company. They're big fans of the podcast. We've met them personally. Super cool. If you're going to buy a mattress or perhaps a pillow, head over to polysleep.ca. Get yourself 30% off with the promo code PANTELUS30. Their mattresses are amazing. I bought my mother a mattress. Me and the guys have all purchased pillows from Polysleep. Poseidon has gotten kicked off of many Polysleep mattresses. So look no further. If you're looking for a pillow, a mattress, perhaps a gift, you're not going to get a better deal in town. PANTELUS30 for 30% off. Polysleep.ca.
Does it zoom in or no?
Yeah, it'll, if you give it a sec.
Okay.
He's fucking with you. How's it going to zoom in?
Okay. No, I don't know. But I thought maybe with this, we're in a fucking millionaire's lair and the fucking cameras don't even zoom in.
Yeah.
Welcome to Two Drink Minimum. I'm Mike Ward. This is PANTELUS and Chris Ramsey.
Hey.
We're the three of us now. It's 3DM.
It's 3DM.
3DM.
It's 3DM.
Yeah, and we're in the bottom of the barrel studios.
Yep.
Exactly.
So we're taking the show on the road, really.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we're doing a little tour.
That actually is the long-term plan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take it on the road?
It's just touring. Yeah. No, it's just moving in here.
Yeah.
Just, that's our long-term.
We live here now.
Yeah. I saw your couch. I live here now.
They're just squatting.
I like it. Yeah, so you had fun with Harley on your podcast?
Yeah, Harley, actually, when does this go up? We might have not had fun yet.
Oh, okay. This goes up in January. This is the New Year's episode.
This so is the other one.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, they're around there somewhere.
Well, good,
but yeah, we had fun regardless.
But that's marketing. Marketing.
Harley was
Harley from Epic Mealtime.
Epic Mealtime. He's got his own channel, Harley Plays. Yeah, I called him Morton Stein.
That's not good.
To start the podcast because that's how it's spelt. You didn't like that? No, he didn't. He didn't mind.
He doesn't care.
Yeah, he probably.
I didn't realize how fucking big he was.
He's massive.
I saw a screenshot of you guys.
Yeah, and he's dwarfing everyone. He looks like a...
His fucking legs are hitting the mic.
He accidentally had sex with Wes.
Yeah.
He ran into him and now Wes is pregnant.
Yeah, it was no accident. It was forceful. It was slow from the back. Slow doggy style.
Okay.
Poor Wes.
Which is, I don't know what's worse though. Is it worse fast? Like if you're going to get raped... Mm. Is it better? I think it's better a fast rape.
I say as long as you talk to me in my ear while you're doing it, I don't really care.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me ask
that's
you,
what I would say.
Do you still get solicitors at your door that try to like get you to buy internet and shit?
No, I haven't got that in years.
To you to buy internet?
Yeah. Today was the first time in forever, and it was like the coincidence was huge because I was at the studio recording Frenchcast. I get back and I have two door. There's a doorbell for the building. But then in front of my apartment, there's the Ring doorbell where I could see you and you. So I'm in the elevator, 10 seconds away from being on my floor. Ding, my doorbell. Like, wow, I'm going there now. I wonder who it is. So I look, some Arab guy. I don't know who the fuck it is. I get out of the elevator and I start walking towards him. And I go, what do you want? And he doesn't know what to say because I came out of the elevator. So he doesn't get that it's me. And then I go, what are you doing in front of my house? And he's like, oh, I'm from Videotron. And I go, I'm not interested. He's like, no, but let me talk to you. And I go, I don't want to talk to you. I have Videotron at the studio. It's garbage. Mm. I don't want to put that in my shit in my house.
Yeah.
I go, leave me alone. And then he was like, no. And I unlocked the door in front of him. And I walk in and I close. Like, what the fuck? They go door to door in the because he was. And then this was when I got back home. I got back home, Mike, at 3 p.m. When you came, it was 6 something when I left my house to go put gas. I got in the elevator. I go down. He got in the 6th. Wow, and he looked at me.
So he's doing like everything.
And he's doing
floor.
That. He goes, didn't I see you? I go, yeah.
I'm the guy told you to fuck up.
That's what I told him. I go, on the test, I told you I'm not interested. He's like, oh, but, and I go, I'm not interested. He goes, you really don't? I go, oh, nothing. He goes, I'm sorry. I just work for them. I'm not taking it personal. I go,
sounds like a fed.
Yeah, I go, don't take it personal, but don't ask me. I told you
he's
I'm not.
Bugging your phone. That's what they do. They send a dude
3 hours.
Like that
in. So he was going, and he's still not done. So he's just going to some idiots let him in, and he talks them into buying internet.
I have a guy on my street that sells.
Imagine not having internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Being like, sure, yeah. I guess I'll take
oh,
it.
Oh, what? Really? Yeah. You have it? Yeah. Awesome.
I guess I'll
wait for this. I don't know how to get this.
Yeah.
I've been holding out until now.
My friends have been telling me you got to do www, yeah. But I put it on my typewriter. Nothing happens.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Is it coming in a pack? Like, how do I get this?
Yeah, I've avoided it until this very moment, and I guess you're the guy that's going to, all right, fine. Let's go hook it up.
Is there a way to mute the, you've got mail? that seems annoying to me.
It's so fucking strange that he was doing
that.
Can
I be on my phone at the same time?
He makes commission for sure off
everyone. Oh, definitely, definitely. I have Pierre Wimet, remember that he used to do? He sold door-to-door for Bell for a while. He used to have a big job with Radio-Canada.
Oh, yeah.
He directed one of the bye-byes. So, like, the biggest fucking show on the French CBC, he was the director, and then he was like, I fucking hate TV so much. Fuck it. I'm quitting everything. He told everyone to fuck off, and then he was like, fuck it. And then he was like, oh, shit, I burnt every bridge I had.
Oh, damn.
So he was like, fuck it. I'm just going to get a regular job.
Yeah.
But and then he got a job selling door-to-door fucking Bell subscriptions.
What a bad
career. And he was like the only
yikes.
Everyone working there was either people that have been in the country for about a week or guys fresh out of jail. And him.
Yeah.
He fucking won 2 Gemini Awards.
Ex-prisoners and that guy.
And
wow.
A fucking Gemini Award winner.
That's crazy. Imagine seeing him showing up at your door and recognizing him, how shitty that must be for him. Like at the same time, he's like, nice, somebody recognized me. But then he's like, fuck, you're recognizing me as
no,
this guy.
The worst would be him showing up at a door of someone in the business they told to go fuck themselves.
Yeah.
And he's like, I see it's going well for you, huh? Since you told me to go fuck myself.
Yeah. I always think of that, like people who get like canceled or whatever, and let's say they just have a regular job. Like, if you have enough money, you don't have to work. Like a lot of the big guys getting canceled, it's
that's
fine.
Different.
And in their notoriety, they'll figure it out somehow. But like those who aren't yet, and just like they canceled there, but just enough to get recognized, but not enough to like make a living. They have to go work, right? Like that's got to be weird.
That would be me. And I thought I brought this up on a podcast last week.
It would have happened by now, I think.
Yeah. Would not getting canceled. I'm saying, would I be able, not myself mentally, to go back to regular work, but given the fact that I have enough notoriety that you could find me online, can I get a job in the regular world? And I want to put it to the test, and I'm pretty sure I won't get hired.
You'd have to get like a
door-to-door salesman,
English sounding name, like change it to like Peter.
Yeah, it's the only
you
way.
Could be Peter or Paul or
it's the only way. Yeah,
Patty.
Have to
hey, I'm Patty.
Pat
you
Ellis.
Pretend like you're Irish.
I throw them off.
Just Pat and Ellis.
Yeah, I'm throw them off. My name is Jesus.
Yeah,
it's the only. It would be crazy. How fucked is that? I'd be homeless. There's
you
no way.
You pass off as white though.
Yeah.
I know.
I have a friend. I was talking to a guy today. He used to be my boss when I was at Music Plus.
Yeah.
And so I'm talking to him and I'm like, how's it going? And he was like, things were weird because he lost his job. And then when the TV network closed, and then he got another job for some other TV network and that closed. Then he was like, I had a package and he was like, I thought I'd live off that for a while and find another job. He couldn't find another job. And then he was at his apartment. He got his cable cut, his phone cut, his hydro cut.
Oh, my God.
And then he was like, I got to find a real job. He got a job as a teacher. Oh. So he was super happy. And then the strike started.
Oh, this is now.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So
oh,
he got his job and never got
God
a paycheck.
That's
super rough.
That's absurd.
That's horrible.
That's a movie.
Luck. Yeah. I was like, oh, fuck. Poor guy. He's like, I'm going to be homeless. Yes, I have a job. And he had to move. Like, he had to move from Montreal to Sherbrooke for his job.
Yeah,
so he had to move to not have a job.
And then when he finds out how much teachers make, he's not going to be happy.
He's
going
to kill himself.
But since they're on strike, like, he got a raise after a week.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Also,
best time to get in.
Best teacher ever.
That'd be amazing because I agreed to 30, but I'm getting 50.
Yeah.
That's all right with me.
Yeah. How much do teachers make?
Not a lot. Well, that's what sucks.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
They don't make nearly as much as they should. Yeah, for sure. That's the one job where I'm like, okay, you have a right to complain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I would, you know, if you think kids are getting fed up of the other kids and shooting them up, how many times a day do you think a teacher fantasizes about just fucking gunning down the entire school?
Or just simply fantasize. Yeah. I think that's why they're fucking these kids. It's revenge for not getting paid well.
Grade 7, grade 8 teachers? Like, Jesus Christ. That'd be, nowadays?
Yeah, surprising. Fuck. There's never been like a Sandy Hook
with
a fucking Mr. Bennington coming in, fucking grade 8 history teacher with the fucking grenade.
We just put that shit out in the universe. It's going to happen.
It's definitely going to happen.
I think we were due for shit like that.
I think what we're due for is a teacher fucking hitting one of these kids in the head that came to shoot up all the other kids. I think that's what we're due for. I think it's going to happen.
A hero teacher?
There's going to be a hero teacher. It's going to, because, you know, they wanted the whole guns, teachers with guns and stuff. Mm. What better way, dude, to send in like this little sleeper cell 9-year-old that's been hypnotized to just fucking try and shoot up the school, and Mrs. Smith just takes him out right away?
A 9-year-old.
There's a statue in her honor. That'll be the new norm. Like, all the teachers get guns
until they see that it wasn't a real gun that little Timmy had.
Yeah,
and it wasn't even a fake gun. It was just his.
He didn't even have his lunch.
He pulled out his lunch.
Thermos. He had a thermos.
Yeah, and he's a retard.
Yeah.
I had my girlfriend's kid. One of her teachers lost his job because he hit a kid in the face. Like, he didn't hit him in the face. He slapped him in the back of the head.
How dumb was that kid? Like, how annoying was that kid?
Because the kid apparently was really annoying, and he was like, yeah, fucking, and then he just whacked him on the back of the head. And it's a private school.
That's crazy.
And then the kid, like, imagine, it's all of these fucking rich little assholes. Yeah. So he was like, fuck you.
My dad's a lawyer.
Yeah. And then he was an art teacher, too.
Ah.
Imagine getting fucking hit. By an art teacher.
By some fruit.
Yeah. But you're like the weakest link for the students if you're an art teacher.
Yeah.
Because you always respect the math teacher, physics teacher.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You have like a certain reverence where you're like, this guy would take me out if I started like not listening.
Yeah.
You feel
you're like
that?
The art teacher isn't going to do shit. Ow!
Yeah, he's the one. He's the one you're fucking calling out. For sure.
I was surprised though that I get they have to fire him.
Yeah.
But I was like, I wouldn't have fired him.
Yeah.
No, we're not.
I would have been like, what'd the kids say?
Yeah, some states you're allowed to hit the kids, right?
Really?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. No. There's some states where, pull it up.
States in what country? Not
the
America.
USA.
Okay. Yeah. I thought you were saying states like, in like
the North Korean state.
No, the USA. Okay.
USA. Speaking of USA, you've turned over a new leaf and you started digging deep into what people thought were conspiracies, and you've uncovered some stuff that is real. Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard, it's not Israel related, but have you heard of predictive
Hamas?
Programming?
Yeah.
I was reading online that this is considered a conspiracy theory, but I know enough to know that that does happen.
Yeah.
What is a predictive program?
It's that there's certain films, movies, TV shows, radio stuff that comes out that is meant to prepare you or to manipulate you into doing that or becoming that
obviously.
Or normalizing something. And
like cuck porn?
Like cuck porn, a lot of cucks out there. That might be predictive programming.
Yeah.
But two films back to back now. The one that Obama produced, Leave This World Behind. That's
on
Netflix.
I saw that with Julia Roberts.
Yeah, I watched it yesterday. And then the new one, Civil War, coming out.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, well, what the fuck? That's kind of on the nose.
What is the plot?
You want to explain Leave This World Behind?
I didn't see it. I just saw the commercial. Oh.
So Leave This World Behind is... It starts off, Julia Roberts and Ethan Hawke, they're in New York City. She wants to force him to take a vacation with her kids. So she Airbnbs a place upstate, you know? She just get out of the city. They go, it's a fucking nice place. They get there. The night of, like, it's the middle of the night, a black couple shows up. Actually, it's a black man and his daughter. They show up. They ring the doorbell. They go, look, this is my house. There's no more power. There's like New York is all fucked up. So it's very weird to ask you this. We'll give you like half off, but can we stay? So Julia Roberts all pissed off. She's like, I don't believe him. It could be a different black. But then you realize it really is his house. They weren't fucking with him. It wasn't a scam. Kevin Bacon is in the movie. New York apparently got bombed. You see it get bombed. Mm. Then there's these leaflets that fell down and they're written in Arabic, death to America. But in the West Coast of America, apparently there was other leaflets that were dropped in like Asian languages, like Korean or whatever. So like, what the fuck is everyone attacking us at the same time? There's a cyber attack at the same time. You don't know.
Propaganda.
And then, yeah, and then the black guy, Mashallah Ali, he says, fuck. Someone that, like, he knows some people, and he goes, I was warned about this, like, a while ago. It's, this is how we normally destabilize countries. We go in, we mess with their communication, mm-hmm. we spread disinformation. You don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
So then all it takes is a few days, and it's a coup d'etat. They all start fighting themselves.
It's, I mean, it's psychological warfare. Yeah,
that's,
but,
that's what's been going on for years.
But,
so.
Yeah. But we know that type of psychological warfare is pretty prosaic.
But this is like, they're like fucking.
It's all going to happen through the internet. It's not going to happen with leaflets.
It's not
going
to be leaflets.
No,
yeah.
Definitely not. It's already happening for sure.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's just to, I guess, to really push the point home in the movie.
There's what were they saying with the Russians for years have been trying to get us through our universities and campuses.
Yeah, the communists, they've been doing it since
the
40s or something.
Supporting like America or whatever, get the Americans to like not believe in themselves and like. But predictive programming is a real thing.
I wonder if that like all started. Remember how in the old days you'd go to America and everyone would yell USA, USA for everything?
Yeah.
And it was fucking annoying as fuck. And you were like, oh, you dumb motherfuckers. Yeah. Travel a little. Get the.
Yeah.
And last time I was at a sporting event in the States, I missed the USA, USA.
We were together.
We had it. There. Well, we had it a little.
We got them to start it because we started
Ali fight.
Yeah, we started it, and at first there was only a few of them.
Yeah,
and then they all kind of like, "Oh, we can do this. We can do this," and they all got in. It was kind of nice.
I love the USA.
We
USA.
Saved America.
Do you remember the time there was an Arab guy fighting?
We saved America,
and we were like UAE, UAE. How to fucking tick off 1,000 Americans?
And we had fun.
So easy.
Yeah, we brought it. We brought it back. Yeah.
But you never, like, whenever I go to hockey games in Florida, they never, and maybe it's because hockey games, it's just Canadians.
And they're all Quebecers in Florida anyways.
No, but actually Tampa has a lot of American
Tampa
fans.
Tampa does,
It's since it's a real hockey team. But, like, I remember, like, early 2000s, I'd go see games, and there'd be people yelling USA, USA. Yeah. And there was something awesome about
there
it.
There was something
awesome. I love that.
Fuck, these people are so proud of their country. And then you come here and fucking Canadians. There's no proud Canadian.
Yeah. I mean, we're proud, but like we're also...
We're ashamed of Trudeau.
I just think we're not idiots. So we're like kind of like I'm going to put myself before my country. We're just kind of like
the rest of
the world.
You think we're not idiots?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just saying we went through a long period of time where we would wear a mask, show a QR code, walk into a restaurant, sit down, take off our mask, but then it was dangerous to get up, so we'd put it back on. We're fucking idiots, bro.
We as in the people in this room.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
We're all right. We're still stupid, but we're all
right. Yeah, but what I'm saying is that like we're not going to put country, we're not patriotic.
Yeah.
And there aren't very many countries that are patriotic. The ones that are like either Eastern European or America. Or North Korea, and then that's about...
You say that, but Europe is patriotic.
Not like Germany isn't. It can't be.
I mean...
Yeah, Germany can't.
We're stopping
Germany really
because every time they got patriotic, we all got fucked.
And France and England aren't.
No, France and England,
they're patriotic.
Not very patriotic.
I see
like
them get
Italy,
patriotic.
Italy is, Greece is.
Yeah.
But like Canada, we're kind of passive in the way that like... We understand, I think, that we don't have a long history... Like Europe, like everyone else. So we have like a little history, but we don't have 1,000 years of, you know, anything to be proud of. We're like, all right. I don't know.
What about hockey?
Yeah, hockey's fun, but I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm just not.
World War II, Canada helped out a lot.
Mm. Yeah.
I could find stuff. Yeah. But America, that's something to be proud of.
Yeah, they got all the weapons, right? So they have their whole thing is like, we're number one. So like,
yeah.
The best place to be, the best weapons, the best, the biggest food, the best entertainment. Like it's, they have something to be proud. Like Canada, we're kind of just like, we're all right. Yeah, we're all right. But like, also if they're like, hey, fucking leave Canada or defend Canada, there is a war coming. I'd be like, fucking peace.
Oh, you wouldn't defend Canada?
No, of course not. Like I'd be like, all right, I don't like war. I don't want to kill anyone.
I don't like war either. But if somebody's coming at you,
yeah, I go that way.
Defend Canada?
No, hell no.
If they were coming at me,
with what?
I'd defend maybe myself.
Yeah,
I wouldn't defend my country.
No,
if I was like, fuck, they're attacking Saskatoon.
Yeah,
those motherfuckers. I'd be like, all right,
that's a shame.
Yeah, hope they don't come to Quebec.
Yeah, and then if they do come to Quebec, I'm like, okay, what city are they in?
And then they're coming to Montreal, you're like, all right, I'm out of here. You guys can take it.
Yeah.
We had a good run.
I don't know. Like, if there was a plan.
I wouldn't even know how to defend myself. I don't have anything to defend myself with.
I have a flamethrower. Yeah. That's the only thing I have. I mean, I don't even have a gun.
A sword.
All these gadgets, yeah. Dude, you better start investing in AKs.
Yeah. I'm just not a patriot. I don't understand the whole patriot.
You don't have guns.
You'd be a good gun guy.
You'd be a good gun
guy. Nothing against them. Honestly, nothing against them. Just I don't.
Guns are amazing.
Yeah, I don't want one. I do think they're cool, but I don't want one.
Awesome.
Yeah.
This whole place should be guns.
Yeah. The my buddies down at Unsubscribe Podcast, those guys are all veterans, all ex-army guys, snipers and shit. And they have basements, the like John Wick-ass fucking basements where you walk into and the lights just go.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's just 300-400 guns on the wall.
Does it do that for real?
Dude, 100%. I'll show you.
You need a gun room with a two.
Yeah.
Oh, serious inquiry.
Yeah.
If I go down there, am I allowed to go and experience that? And will they let me fire a sniper rifle?
Yes and yes. I'm pretty sure.
I had a weird dream. I always have weird, like, my dreams are very vivid that I wake up and I'm not sure if it's true or not.
It's normally sex with me.
And it's all
and it's
50-50.
And it's just me being like, no, that was a dream, bro. Yeah. He's like, why are you in my room? No, that was a dream, bro.
One depends on the day.
I had a dream that I was doing Suzy Kut, so the French podcast. I'm doing Suzy Kut, and my girlfriend tells me, she was like, the end of the podcast was, I think, a bit much. And then I was like, no, I don't think it was a bit much. And in my dream, I'm saying, I don't think it was a bit much. And then I start thinking about the podcast. And I'm like, okay, I remember when I was telling people about my guns. And they didn't believe me I had a gun. So we stopped the podcast. I went home. I got my guns. And then I brought my guns. And then they didn't believe they were real guns. So I started shooting my guns. And I was shooting at the ceiling and the floor so I wouldn't hurt anyone. I think we're good. And then I wake up and I'm like, fuck, we gotta cancel that episode. I was like, I could get in so much trouble for fucking shooting a gun in a bar. And then for like half a second.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, fuck. Oh, thank God.
How does it feel when you realize it's all bullshit?
Oh,
you're like,
oh, fuck. Oh.
What a crazy feeling, though.
Yeah.
You're like, somebody might have taped that with their cell phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, and your mind was like, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the real thing. That is a real thing.
That's a good dream. That's fucking hilarious.
It was an amazing dream because I had no idea. Like, when I woke up, it was still like, felt like it was a dream.
Yeah.
I love those.
I've often wondered when I get up and I have those kind of dreams where you're in the middle. I've often wondered, is that just my brain creating stuff? Or is it like what they say, that there's so many universes that there are parallel ones that we're very close to, and you're just like, you sync up for a second. So it's like there's another universe where everything happened the exact same.
Where I am shooting.
Yeah. Everything happened the exact same up until that moment. And that's where it deviates.
God damn. Yeah. What a weird universe that is.
Yeah. It exists. Yeah. They say that there's so many universes that there's actual universe out there that you're doing everything you're doing now it's the exact same copy. That's how many there are.
Okay.
And there's some that it's small deviances, and there's some where you're black.
I wonder though, like that universe though, who would pay to go see my podcast if they're like, he might shoot at us.
Maybe that's just a regular night, though. Yeah. Maybe that wasn't even that crazy. Yeah. Maybe in that universe,
maybe
you're like,
that's like the thrill of it.
Yeah, you're getting people to fuck on stage and like all sorts of random shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could
that's
be that.
Just like the this weird hellscape universe that you're in. Maybe a Mad Max podcast.
They're making a new one of those, huh?
Are they?
Yeah.
Should they? I don't know.
A new Mad Max?
Yeah, but with a lady protagonist. They said there's not enough women on screen.
Oh, that's going to bomb so it's gonna be horrible. Hard.
Charlize Theron was hot, though, in the other one.
I never found her attractive.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not judging. Like, who am I? I'm just saying, me personally, I think it's because I saw her be disgusting.
Furiosa.
Yeah,
Furiosa.
Oh, it's because you saw her in that movie where she plays the fucking monster.
Yeah, and it stuck
with
me.
Was that the first?
That's like me.
I'll get the hype.
Hayek. Salma Hayek used to be my fantasy.
From Dusk Till Dawn.
And then she did Frida. And now
I never saw her in Frida.
I picture her with the fucking unibrow. Disgusting to me.
Oh, I can't watch it.
From Dusk Till Dawn, though.
She was so hot.
I tweeted that the other day,
yesterday. So hot.
Yeah.
So good.
When she sticks her foot in fucking Tarantino's mouth and just, whoa.
Yeah.
That guy knows how to write a script.
Yeah.
That whole fucking movie was hot.
Yeah.
No movie has a fucking, and I was like, what other movie has a plot twist like this? And people were like, Star Wars. Like, no.
No.
Not even fucking close.
No, Star Wars didn't have a plot twist like that. What had... There must have been something that had a good...
Donnie Darko, someone said, which
Donnie
was a
Darko
good one.
Donnie Darko was a good plot twist, but it wasn't at that level.
Sixth Sense.
No, it wasn't.
That was like last second plot twist.
It was, but it was an M. Night Shyamalan twist, but it wasn't as big as...
It
there
was
are
a Hitchcock
some.
Twist. But the but fucking From Dusk Till Dawn, when I first watched that movie, I didn't know anything about it. And that was the magic of it.
I don't even remember the plot twist.
Fucking vampires.
So the whole movie is these two guys who just robbed a bank.
Oh, yeah.
George Clooney,
oh,
Tarantino.
Yeah, and, okay, yeah.
And then out of nowhere, just a vampire movie.
Wasn't that in the commercials, though? So
I didn't see any of it.
Someone told me.
I didn't know either.
I came in and I was like, I'm going to go see a vampire movie.
I didn't know at all. When I first saw it,
neither did
I. What the fuck?
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, oh, this is a fucked up movie with Buddy staring down girls' crotches and shit at the fucking grocery store. It's super weird. I was like, what is this? I'm feeling weird.
And plus, too, it was like weird seeing Clooney because it was George Clooney at the time. So it's like seeing a guy from fucking TV.
Good looking guy, though. Holy fuck, eh? In that movie?
Oh, you know what was a good plot twist, actually? Cabin in the Woods.
I didn't see Cabin in the Woods.
I'm not gonna say it, right?
Yeah.
That was a good plot twist, doggy. Yeah, yeah. Watch that. You're gonna like it. You like Joss Whedon?
Who?
Joss Whedon. He was the guy who did Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Angel and the First Avengers.
The old guy?
He's not that old. He's older than us for sure, because he made stuff.
Oh, he's like a director.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
And he directed Buffy and he wrote Buffy.
the movies or the
TV
show?
The TV show.
Okay.
The TV series, yeah. I don't know if he wrote the movie. I don't think so. Wow.
I don't see it in his credits.
Yeah, there's no way he wrote the movie. He'd be super old.
Dude, the movie?
He worked on the Avengers and everything.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the movie, might have been. That's one of my earliest, like, spank banks.
Yeah.
She was beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, she was, like, insanely hot. Obviously, Sarah Michelle Gellar, super hot. But, like, I remember that Buffy was, like, that was a big part of, like, my childhood.
Sarah Michelle Gellar's still hot.
Yeah.
Still hot. I saw her in an interview. She's still hot. She's married to Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yeah.
Really?
Who worked for the WWE.
Loves wrestling.
For a bunch of years.
Big writer for wrestling.
He was writing wrestling.
And his dad was an actor, right?
His dad was a comedian. Comic.
Oh, it was a comic. Yeah, Freddie Prinze.
But it died, yeah. His dad is kind of, you know that, the series they did on Showtime, I'm Dying Up Here?
Yeah.
It's not based on Freddie Prinze Sr.
But they took that essence.
But they took his era.
Yeah.
And he was one of the guys that died. He became famous, and then fame didn't work for him.
Yeah.
I think he was taking a lot of drugs.
Yeah,
he
killed
himself, no?
Yeah.
It's like Mitch Hedberg kind of.
He either committed suicide or overdose.
Yeah, it was a sad story.
Mitch Hedberg, same, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mitch Hedberg, I heard recently. Not recently, but I heard... he was so fucked up that he had his foot had gangrene, like his foot was dying, and he was still sticking needles in it. And then he was at a doctor, like, you can't do this. You're gonna lose your fucking foot. Like, he was out of it completely.
Mm.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's not for everyone. You get money,
but it's for someone.
The heroin?
Well, if it's not for everyone, it's got to be for someone.
Yeah, I meant like the fame is not for everyone, but the heroin, that's
I don't think,
known.
Though, Mitch, it was the fame. I think it was more the drugs.
Because I think he got more access to it after.
Yeah. And he was, I think he was like very nervous. Like the whole idea of the sunglasses, he wasn't able to look at people.
Yeah.
So if you're that fucking nervous and your job is speaking to people, you need drugs. And then if you're poor, the good thing about being poor is you can't afford a lot of drugs.
Yeah.
But if you're rich, like he was making good money.
Yeah.
If you have a heroin problem and you make over $100,000 a year,
you're the luckiest man alive.
You're dead.
But you're also
fast.
The happiest guy in the universe for that.
For the period of time that you're not dead.
Yeah. You get every junkie's dream.
Yeah.
Artie Lang talked about that,
true.
No?
Yeah.
Like when you look at how fucking Artie Lang got fucked up.
Like progressively,
quickly.
Yeah.
Well, but
during Mad TV, right?
No, it was like during the Howard Stern.
Oh yeah, but I heard like during one thing in Mad TV, they dressed him up like a pig.
A pig, yeah.
Kept ruining his prosthetic from doing blow.
I used to listen to Stern, and he'd fall asleep during the show. How crazy that is.
That's crazy.
That it was his childhood dream to be on that show, and he's living his dream. He's getting. Like Stern is cheap as fuck, so I don't think he was getting a lot of money, but he was still making like millions fucking touring. Yeah. So he's making millions and he's falling asleep.
It's radical.
Probably good for ratings, though.
Yeah.
On Stern.
Yeah, they started fighting.
Stern was a good show.
One of the, what, was it with you that when I went to Compound Media, that Artie Lang was there? Or was I alone when I went?
When he was there, you were alone? There was one time when we went on the Artie and Anthony show, and they were waiting, but he never showed up.
Okay.
And then he sent messages to apologize. Something happened with his cab driver or some shit. Oh. Okay. But then they told us he's probably high.
Because there was one episode, it was his birthday. And they were like, it's Artie's birthday, it's Artie's birthday. And then they had a cake, and I was the guest. I thought we were both, but I guess I was alone. And then I'm there, and it's just me and Anthony and a cake. And it's fucking weird. And then we start talking about drugs and people with drug problems. And then Artie shows up, and he's like, hey, man, sorry, man. I had to. And then he has this thing about, I'm not comfortable with public bathrooms. I had to take a shit, so I had to rent a hotel room. So that's why I'm late, because I rented a hotel room. And it seems real. It seems real because there's a lot of weird little details.
Yeah.
And then first commercial break, he goes, fuck, I gotta go down to pay my, I forgot to put money in the
meter.
In the meter. I gotta go down. Yeah. I was like, I'll go down with you. Mm. And then I go down with him, and then I saw it pissed him off. Like, he was in the elevator going, and then he goes outside and he goes, oh, yeah, there are no meters here. And then I'm like, okay, fuck. All right, okay. Do you want me to go back up? Like, you can fucking go do heroin.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah. And then he was like, no, I'm good. No, man, I'm clean. And then we went back up. Then he went to the bathroom for 20 minutes and came back fucked up.
Took a big shit.
Oh, that's sad. That's sad and fucked up and funny all at the same time.
He's better now, no?
I think he is. I don't know if he's ever going to do comedy again, though. Like, he started doing a podcast for a while.
He's got a squishy face.
He's got the squishy face, and he should have done that podcast audio.
Yeah, because it's distracting.
His face is disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, I remember I'd look at it, and I'd be looking at my, like,
you'd put your thumb
TV, and I'd just do this. Like, I'd put my hand in front of my TV, or my thumb in front of my phone.
I feel
it looks like he's pressing his face up against the glass.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel bad for him, man, because he was never a bad dude.
He was such a nice guy.
Yeah.
He did when I did the Nasty Show with him, the first day, like, he had told me, and he tells me, he goes, fuck, my ATM card doesn't work here because it's an American card. But it's because his people had blocked. Like, he wasn't allowed to take money out because he'd buy drugs.
Yeah.
And he was like, can I borrow a little money? And I was like, how much you want? And he was like, can I get $1,000? So I gave him $1,000. And then he did the same thing to Jimmy Carr. So we gave him $2,000. And then he bought drugs with it. And then I ask him, I go, how did you find drugs? And he goes, I asked Lunel. Lunel is a black comic that she was in Borat. She's like
the lady.
She played a whore in Borat. And I was like, you asked Lunel. I was like, Lunel has never been to Montreal. This is her first time in Montreal.
It's wild.
So you just asked her because she's black? And then he was like, yeah, it's kind of racist, but she knew a guy.
Jesus and then Christ.
Because I was like, I'm from Montreal. You should ask me. Yeah. And then he goes, do you know a guy? I was like, I don't have a heroin guy.
She had
a heroin guy.
How fast could you get heroin, do you think?
Because it'd take me so long.
Like right now. Like if I asked you right now to get heroin. Because I thought about this with Wes yesterday. I'm like, I don't.
Take me 5 days, maybe?
5 days? Oh, you couldn't get it today?
I couldn't get it today,
I was thinking about it. Because I'm like, I've never been offered heroin in my life. And I've been offered a lot of drugs. I've done drugs, but never has heroin entered the conversation or the vicinity or any of that, right? It's always been coke, weed, or, you know, Molly or some version of all that. But never was someone like, do you have a syringe? Like,
never
even once. I've been to a lot of parties. So I'm just wondering, like,
it's not a party drug.
For real, I think I could probably get it. Yeah, I'd have to make, like, I think 2 phone calls.
You thinking of?
Yeah, because I thought of a guy.
Yeah, you know the guy?
Yeah, I thought of a guy.
That's so funny. That
he definitely hook me up.
That's funny. So, at Lunel, he's called.
Yeah. He's a white guy.
Yeah, 20 minutes, I could probably find.
Yeah, I don't know how long it would take. I think, maybe a day or two, I guess. I'd have to dig around. I have to be a fucking detective, which is crazy.
You gotta apologize, because if you call someone and go, "Look, I'm looking for heroin, and I knew you could help me."
Yeah.
So why do you think I could help you?
Yeah, it's
fucked up. I don't know.
You look heroin-y.
Yeah.
You probably have a better chance just going to like Tent City and downtown, right?
Just
walking around.
Fuck! I saw this homeless person cross the street yesterday, and she was fucking hunched, like she was a hunchback. But like 20 years old, and I was like, what the fuck? And I didn't get it. And then today I saw a YouTube video, and it was all people hunched over because of heroin and fententanyl.
Yeah,
so I think that's what I'd do. Like, I'd just drive around downtown and
looking
for
hunchbacks.
I would just like try to blend in, just like hunch around. Hey, psst.
Yeah. Hey, cool, dude.
Yeah. Hey, psst.
but they won't share.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
That's funny.
They'll have to send you the connect. Yeah. Like that's what Vancouver is.
Yeah.
It's. I saw videos of a guy walking down the street.
I've been there.
On that street?
East Hastings. We had when we were filming our show, we had one shoot, which was across town, across that street. No fucking lie. All right. I'm saying like 3 kilometers worth of blocks, city blocks, both sides of the road.
Yeah.
It's The Walking Dead.
Oh yeah.
It is literally you could go down there with a one wheel and two really sharp katana blades and just start taking off walkers, dude, and no one would bat an eye. It's that crazy.
Did you bang?
Did I bang? Hmm. I didn't stop the car.
Okay. I mean, that's also a method.
It is insane.
I walked through that neighborhood by accident because I was there during the Olympics.
Yeah.
And
you gotta start fitting in. You gotta like
We started walking, and I knew about that neighborhood, and we're walking from the restaurant we were to the hotel, and then we're like, fuck, I think we're in, oh, fuck, is this? And then I'm like, I think this is a neighborhood. And then this woman, like this fucking drugged out whore, she's like, you guys are in danger. You can't be here. It's very dangerous. Go over there. Go over there. And then I'm like, that fucking bitch, that's probably a trap.
Yeah,
she told us go over there because they're waiting for us. Let's go that way where she said it was dangerous. She's lying. And then we went to where she said it was dangerous. And it was super dangerous.
She was just trying to save you.
And she was just trying to save us. And it was me and one of the guys that used to run Just for Laughs.
Yeah.
And he was dressed like a fucking prince. Like he was wearing a fucking $800 jacket. And he was like, I can kind of fit in with like fucking crack whores because I dress fucking.
Yeah, you're mad at people.
I don't want to brag, but I can fit in with the cracks.
but he can't at all.
Yeah.
And then we were like trying to. There was a hotel.
Scruff him up.
We're trying to just get the guy. I don't know why. Like we had cell phones, but Uber didn't exist yet.
Yeah.
So and we couldn't get a cab, and we were just trying to get the hotel guy to call us a cab.
Yeah.
And he was telling us to leave, and then we just ended up. We saw a cab drive by, and the guy, the Just for Laughs guy, just jumped on the hood, and he was like, "You have to save us. You have to save us."
Oh my
and then
God.
The guy opened the door and we got
this,
in.
This is
and
a full-on zombie fucking movie.
Yeah, we were scared.
What did the cabbie say? Did he go, are you guys crackheads?
Yeah, no. Because he was like, at first, like the guy was trying to stop cabs. But I realized a guy dressed like a prince in a shitty neighborhood is scarier than anyone.
Yeah.
Because you're like, what the fuck is this guy? Yeah. He's the fucking leader of these psychos.
Yeah, or he's a time traveler and I can't trust him.
So everyone had fucking speed up. So he had to jump on a hood.
That's insane.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I was in New York in a sketch place like that once where it was a friend of mine, same kind of situation. He was in a suit, blue suit, Asian guy, nice, like tailored suit. I was dressed up relatively normal. And we just came back from like this Airbnb where these people were staying. We were hanging out. And we didn't know what part of town we were in. And we're walking around, and just like literal liquor store, liquor store, liquor store, liquor store. and just like these groups of like tall black gentlemen kind of standing outside of them, and we're walking, and I'm like, huh, car slows down. Guy's like, hey, you guys want a ride, you know? And we're like, no, we're good. We don't need a ride. We're not sucking anyone's dick, sir. It was just like probably, I think if we would have stayed there another 5 minutes, we would have got jacked or whatever. Okay. It was like in Bed-Stuy or something in New York, like a bed. And we get a cab. We hail it. He doesn't stop the car. So we're getting in. We're like, oh, thanks, man. Hey, thanks, man. Thanks, man. And we're like, hey, what the fuck, dude? And he's like, I don't stop here. And we're literally getting in, closing the door while he's driving. So I was like, damn. Yeah.
Holy shit.
That was my you know that's dangerous when someone doesn't stop.
Especially
to let
New
you
York
in.
Cabs.
Yeah.
Those guys got bullet holes in them.
Because he doesn't want any more. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Holy shit, yeah. That's I'm not normally scared of walking like down neighborhoods.
I mean, I think one way to fit in is just to pretend you're cracked out. If you're not dressed too fancy, you could just hunch over and just make some gargling sounds.
You gotta make a big scene. You gotta go, so you gotta, the crackheads gotta want to avoid you.
Gotta be the weird one.
Yeah.
Mm.
So people are like, what the fuck's wrong with that?
I bit my dick off!
Make it up a language.
They just go crazy. They're like,
just
fuck
make
that
up a really aggressive language.
And the weird thing is, though, if someone is like that fucked up on drugs, they're not even gonna notice.
No.
So you can just walk normal. Yeah. That's true. And they're not even gonna notice.
You can just tell them,
yelling.
I'm not real.
Yeah.
And
yeah, go,
like,
hey.
Oh, fuck, good point.
Yeah.
No, I'll
give me your wallet. I don't exist.
Yeah, what's a wallet? Okay, what is a wallet? Oh, fuck.
You just made that word up.
Yeah.
Can you just fuck with him till
give me your money. Money is just, you made that up too.
Yeah, you give me your wallet. Oh, shit. Here you go.
You, touche. Touche, time traveler. Touche. It's so stupid. Yeah, I avoid, I've been pampered the last couple of years. I haven't been on a bus in forever. Like, I had to take a bus to go to Canadian Tire like a few months ago.
Oh, like a city bus.
Yeah, I had to take a bus and it's only 3 stops. I just took it so I don't walk. And the guy felt bad for me when I walked in.
Mm.
I was like, how much is this? And then like I go, like, do I give you a bill?
Yeah, he's
the guy,
you don't
the guy
be
looked
here.
At me and said, just go in. I was like, how much? Like, I didn't know what to do. Yeah. I was so lost. I was like, this is crazy. I got so used to driving everywhere.
Yeah.
I was like, what do I do with this? I go, do you want
that's
change?
That's the only job. Like, the bus driver has true power.
Yeah. Listen.
He can let people in for free if he wants.
Yeah, it's his house.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've,
You could give him money and he could go, you have to pay me.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, I paid you.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, he could be a dick. Yeah.
Put it in the little slot. I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. That would be insane.
Little clink clink.
How much is a bus now?
I don't know. He didn't charge me.
It's got to be $1.35.
No, it's way more.
What?
Yeah, I think it was more than $2.
More than $2, really?
Because I had a toonie and then I had another toonie and I go, do you give me change or whatever? And he looked at me like, oh, this guy's not from here.
Okay.
But it's just because I haven't been.
They don't give change, though. They never did.
No, that's why. He looked at me, but I didn't know because I was like, how does this work?
You have change for a 50?
Because I was like, can I just, because he had the thing to swipe cards, but it wasn't for credit cards. Yeah. It was for like the card of the bus.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, can I use my card? He's just staring at me. He's like, just go.
Yeah, just get in the fucking bus, dude.
I'm
You're
sorry,
holding
sir.
Me up.
And it was only like 3 stops. Yeah. So he's like,
and then he pulls his tablet out for a tip.
Yeah, like, can you imagine?
Shit, you got to sign for a tip now.
Yeah, I wonder what it would be like to get on the metro now. I haven't been in forever. It used to be my whole life, every day for so many years, just metro bus. I knew everything like the back of my hand. I knew what seat I wanted, all that. Now, I'm like an alien.
I used to take city bus as a kid, but not a big fan of the buses. But worse than city buses, I think, are like the Voyager buses. I think those
I haven't
been
on
way
one
worse
in a while.
I took one
any
to New York once.
Any bus got a toilet.
Yeah, I took one in New York, and you get off at the New York with the train station there or the bus station or whatever, and it is riddled with people just sleeping and robbing each other. That's
on
all,
the bus.
No, when you get there to the terminal. The bus, because all the stops as well, some people are just like cracked out the entire way. So like
they just steal luggage from under.
Yeah, I don't even know. But like we're dropping people off. We're picking them up in these small towns, but whatever. But once we got there, it was like in Grand Central or whatever, but that part was just really people walk up to you like, nice bag, you know, and shit. You're like, oh fuck.
I had a
thanks fag
years ago. There was they had this special for Amtrak. The first stop on the American side is a Rouse's Point. So Rouse's Point upstate New York to New York City was $6. So like my girlfriend at the time, I'm like, fuck, we can go to New York for $6.
Yeah.
So we drive to Rouse's Point, get on. And then it's all It's all homeless people.
Yeah, yeah,
it's just homeless people.
Yeah, it's a free night of sleep for them. Yeah. They can like it's wild.
And you suck one dick for one ticket. You got 6 hours.
They do
of
stops,
peace.
Right?
Yeah,
they do stops, and then they let you out for a bit to go to the store or whatever. But if you're not back in, they're like, "Fuck you! You're staying in this shithole town until you figure it out." Like they don't care.
And there was this one lady that used to just walk up and down. She had a big garbage bag, and she'd give garbage to people.
Oh.
And she go, "This for you, this for you." And the first time I'm like, "What? I don't want that." And then, but she gives me like an old napkin. I'm like, that's not mine. And I'm like, ugh. And then I realized, okay, it's just a fucking crazy homeless person.
Yeah.
So every time she'd walk by, I'd be like, okay, phew, I got a can. It's not like fucking toilet paper.
It's like the homeless
or
Santa.
Kleenex. Yeah. It's fucking homeless Santa.
Just giving you just a dirty tampon. Here you go.
There's more tent cities in Montreal now.
Yeah.
Little tent neighborhoods. Did you know that?
I mean, Canada is fucking right now is like impossible to live anywhere. Like,
it's crazy.
You can't afford anything.
Yeah.
In renting, in housing, in nothing. It's just fucking unaffordable. It is. There's a chart. Can you pull up that chart? It's wages versus housing costs in Canada.
Fuck.
Because in the U.S., it goes like literally goes like this, right? And there's like a little bit of a disparity.
USA.
It goes like this, right? In Canada, you have wages, and then you have housing prices, and it's like this.
Yeah.
It's, look at that right there.
Holy fuck, shit!
Look, that's pull up that one. Yeah, make that big. There you go. So you got U.S. on the left, I think. Is that what it is?
Yeah, U.S. on
the left. Yeah, U.S. on the left. Look at the housing and what you're making. And look at Canada. How fucking ridiculous that is, dude.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah,
that's insane.
Was right.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
That doesn't make any sense. How are you supposed to recover from that? How are you supposed to prepare for that? How are you supposed to like that is fucked up.
Yeah, houses went from 150,000 to 350,000 basically.
For a house? For a median household?
Yeah. Dude, there's a house that I have on because it's for sale. I have it on my liked because I do that. But I was like, fuck, this is a beautiful, like forever type of home. And it's going for $1.2 million. And I was like, but I looked at the evaluation, 500,000.
Yeah.
I was like, God damn it, dudes. Okay. Maybe you want to sell at 6, maybe 7. You're fucking more than doubling it. This is insane.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. There's a little house nearby here. It's like the littlest normal house.
Yeah.
It's 750,000, I think.
Yeah.
Three quarters of $1 million.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah. I know the one.
When I was in Dallas last month, my friends were driving around, the guys from the Blaze TV. And he's like, it was a nice neighborhood next to where that is. And I go, hey, I'm just out of curiosity, how much do these houses go for here? He's like, they're fucking expensive. And they're a nice house. He's like, that might be like 300,000.
Okay.
And I looked at him.
Like, that's it.
I was like, are you fucking insane, bro?
I'll buy
my
it right now.
My apartment is 900,000 where I'm from. It's crazy what's happening up there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, cities is one thing, but like when we're talking, when you don't have enough money to live in a city, totally understandable. You move
to the
far
suburbs,
from the city,
yeah,
so expensive. You don't have to pay that much.
Oh, the place I'm looking at is not in the city.
Nope.
In the city, it would be $3 million. The place I'm looking at is between here and Laval.
Yeah, exactly. Now it's just like unaffordable. Yeah. And look at like down near Toronto, you're an hour and a half away from Toronto. The bungalow you're going to look at to get is like 1.4.
That's insane, man.
It's nuts.
It's they're really trying to push everyone out of like being resilient, being independent.
Well, there's a reason why there's like this crazy homelessness rush in every single fucking province right now. But
what is it?
Huh?
What is it?
Well, I mean that's
but
the
why?
Housing.
What's the answer? I know, you know what the question, forget the answer. Why is this happening? What do you know that we don't know, magician? Why are they doing this to us?
You want like tinfoil hat type answer?
Both. If you have a tinfoil hat and a reasonable one.
No, I think it's a product of, you know, you look at, first of all, a lot of this happened right after COVID.
Yeah.
Where we're all scrambling to have a house up north.
Yeah.
Everybody did it. And then so all the suburbs started blowing up. What did people do? They sold their homes. Well, then they had to buy another home, right? But those were selling expensive and that just kept happening. Now it's gonna hopefully reach a cap, but it won't come back.
I don't think it's gonna come back.
No, it'll cap out, but it's not gonna.
Yeah,
you're not gonna go from selling your house for $500,000 now to waiting 2 years and selling it for $300,000.
That's what I've been saying. How is it gonna go down?
Whenever I hear people though go, we gotta bring the prices down.
How?
They're never gonna go down because people that own. Imagine if you paid $800,000 for your house, and you're like, look, this doesn't make sense. Let's bring them down a regular price. And then you're like, okay, so I have an $800,000 mortgage on a $200,000 house.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. What might happen
is
they're
never
going
to do it.
Yeah.
Well, they're not going to do it on purpose. But
wildfires.
No, starting 2024,
Yeah, wildfires.
A lot of the original mortgages in Canada are due for renewal, the ones that people got during COVID when they first got this. But when the mortgage rate during COVID in the beginning, it was under 2%.
Yeah. It was around 2, yeah.
So now when they need to renegotiate,
like 7 or 8.
Yeah, and a lot of people, they maxed everything to make it at 2%.
Yeah.
This is going to be unaffordable. So a lot of them, whether they like it or not, are going to lose everything and they're going to be forced. They're saying that might bring the prices down. But if that does bring the prices down, we also have another problem. We just also created a bunch of new homeless. Because all these people just got fucked. Everything they put their money into doesn't exist anymore.
And labor costs have jacked as well. So it's not just mortgages.
Everything.
It's everything.
Yeah, and when prices go down like that, it's like in the States in 2010 when it went down. Prices go down, but it's because it's almost a depression.
Yeah.
And one of the big reasons, too, is because there are so many laws in construction in Canada that we don't have elsewhere.
Yeah, it's a lot of red tape.
It's a lot of red tape. And so contractors aren't able to build enough houses for people because you just have to jump through all these hoops. Plus, they're inflated prices and everything else.
You worked construction for a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
What did you do?
Tiling.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you still good at tiling?
I could still tile. He's got a tiling job tomorrow.
What?
Oh, really?
He's going to tile tomorrow.
Can you actually do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been doing that my whole life.
Me, him, and Antoine, we could all tile.
Fuck.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I tiled once, and that's a type of thing that looks so easy. But when you do it, you're like, God damn, this is so fucking hard.
It's so laborious.
Like, whenever I see guys that are good at tiling, they just place it. But I had to fucking put those markers.
Little spacers.
And then it felt like, and then I put too much fucking
cock.
Yeah, grout or whatever.
And then, like, everything.
It was grout.
Everything. I got everything wrong.
Yeah, it's tough.
Everything wrong.
Antoine and I, because we used to work at a tile store, we didn't know how to tile. And we just wanted some extra money. Some lady was like, hey, you guys can do tile, right? We're like, yeah, we can do tile.
I'm a tile guy.
And what do you need? And she's like, just a little fireplace, like 5 tiles in front of the, you know, in front of the fireplace, little slate tiles. And we're like, yeah, easy. She's like, how much? We're like, $400. No idea, right? And she's
really?
She's like, yeah, $400. I was like, all right. She's like, can you come Saturday? We're like, I mean, I have to check. Yeah, Saturday. And we're like, now we're like, fuck, we're doing this?
Did YouTube exist at that time that you could watch a tutorial?
I didn't know about it. I don't think I really. And it's like, I didn't think about going to YouTube, I guess, right? But I heard a lot of technical talk from all the construction guys coming in and stuff. So I was like, I can fucking figure this out. And it took me and Antoine 3 days to lay these 4 tiles and, like, you know, cut them perfectly. And it was like, I remember being in the middle of the process. We're working 8-hour days
for 4 tiles,
for $400, right? To split, and we're looking at each other, and like halfway through, we're like, we're not supposed to be here. What are we doing? And we start getting like imposter syndrome, like crazy, and like they're gonna catch us, they're gonna know, they're gonna be onto us. But when I got that first check, and it was a $400 check, and I was working by the hour for my whole life up until then, and when I got that first check, I was like, wait a second,
I'm gonna be a scammer,
I don't owe any of this to anybody, like I could just.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Did you know, like, when, I guess you did if you worked in a tile store, but you knew to cut tile, you needed water? So you didn't, like, cut it with a...
We cut it with a grinder at the time. Okay. We didn't have a water saw, so we had, like, a grinder, so we'd score it, and then we'd, like, slap it. Yeah.
Did it chip like crazy?
We lost a lot. We had a lot of waste, but we told the client you need, like, 30% waste, which isn't true. It's, like, more like 10%. But, yeah, we were just... We bullshit our way in and out of it, but we did it.
Did it look nice in the end?
It was fine. Yeah, it was fine. And then there was a...
Like, if we saw that fireplace, does it look
It looks fine.
It's a legit
You wouldn't
job?
Even know there's tiles. It's 5 tiles in front of it. It's so small and, you know, stupid.
And it took 3 days? It
took 3 days. Okay. Like, we had to go back for the grout and everything.
And a regular person could do that in, like, 2 hours?
Yeah. Okay. And it was funny because we were at this stranger's house, and the guy who... was there, I guess, like, because this is an older couple, and
he
I didn't want to say it, but he was kind of, I think he was from South America somewhere. His name was Hannibal, and he was sitting.
That's a good name.
I remember he's like watching us, just like breathing down our necks one day, and this is where we're like, fuck, he's gonna, he knows. Yeah, he knows we're fucking, we don't know what we're doing. And he's mad because we took his work.
Yeah, you get up, you shut the fuck up.
You know, and he's like, I'm fucking.
He's like, you stole my $8.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm working my way into this bitch's will. You better not fuck this up for me, you know.
Deported so quick,
exactly. And then he wanted to look at us so much that at one point he's like, all right, I have to go to the bathroom. And the bathroom's right over there. And we can see it.
And he left the door open so
while taking a shit.
No.
I swear to you. Both of us were like, I'm like, dude, look over there. He's looking right at us. And he's like, what? It's like, he's taking a shit. He's looking around us. And he's looking, he's like, holy fuck. He's staring right at us while taking a shit in the summer. So he's only got his shorts. So his shorts are around his ankle. He's just sitting there naked on the toilet. It was wild.
Because you know why? The old people said, watch them.
Yeah.
And this guy took that too hard. He's like, I'm not getting deported. Yeah. I'm watching.
Make sure they don't steal
our
pearls, you know?
Well, you probably went in there all tatted and shit.
Yeah, dude, I tried to steal their fucking pearls, but dude was there.
This all back in the day.
Yeah.
You have all your tats. They were worried. He hasn't seen. He saw was cartel members with tattoos.
Yeah, it was definitely not trustworthy. Yeah. Do not let me into your house, old lady. Jesus Christ.
Make everything disappear. Mm. Could you imagine him doing card tricks while his friend steals shit in the back?
Yeah.
Have you ever done any renovating or?
No, I've tried at my house and I destroyed everything.
Okay.
So I had to call people that knew what they were doing. If I learned how to do it, I'd be good at it. I'm good when I learn something. I'm good at doing it.
Yeah.
But I never had anyone to teach me. Man.
Yeah, that's why you got to fake it till you make it. That's what I did.
Yeah.
I was like, there's money involved. And I'll figure it out.
Yeah. Like if you taught me.
If I said, here's $2,000, can you tile my bathroom?
I'll go to YouTube. I'll figure it out.
Yeah,
YouTube
that's
now
kind of what I did.
Everything. Because I remember my dad was shitty at fixing stuff. And my dad wouldn't hire anyone for anything. So we lived in a house that our toilet, you had to jiggle the toilet or else it'd just fucking squeal. Like you'd flush a toilet and then you'd hear for fucking 2 hours. Then we'd be like, you gotta jiggle it. but no one ever told my dad, fucking learn how to fix a toilet.
Yeah.
So my dad, I'd learn by watching him. So I learned everything fucking wrong.
Everything wrong.
So there's nothing I knew how to do. Yeah. And then so I bought books. And then in the old days, with books, you can't learn shit. And then when YouTube came around, I was like, oh, fuck, that's how you fucking fix a toilet. That's how you do.
I used it for the way I learned how to edit was through YouTube.
Yeah. You learn to fix a toilet and also have a neat 20% coupon to VPN, which is nice.
Mm. An Indian man taught me how to edit.
Nice.
It was an Indian guy from
online.
Online.
Okay. Not in person. Videos. Just comes over.
Yeah. But the good thing is, it wasn't one of the voices. It wasn't my friend, look at this. They started. It was at a time where I thought it was a real voice, but then I realized now, I couldn't have been. It was just an AI
computer voice.
Yeah. He's like, then you do this and you take this, and it all worked. So that's how I learned how to do After Effects. All that shit. It was this Indian guy.
Yeah. We're gotten to the point in the internet now where we're like, happened to me the other day where I was like, you know, how do I do this on Mac or on Final Cut or whatever? And I type that in, but then I got to type in the year. Because I'll get a video and it's like, and I'm watching it and it's like,
just
click here. And I'm like, that doesn't exist. I don't have that
option. Yeah,
that
happened to me.
And it's like fucking from 2019. You're like, fuck.
That happened to me too recently. I was like, what the fuck? And then
really
I realized.
Specific because a lot of that
2011
shit is obsolete. Most of the shit on the internet is obsolete by now. We don't need it.
How crazy is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're at that point now.
Yeah. You got to specify.
Do you know about Neuralink?
A little bit.
What do you know?
Well, I know they tested out on monkeys and they're doing a human trial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's it. That's if we let that happen, we're fucked.
No, we got it. We need it.
Elon Musk, it's the chip that goes in your brain.
Okay.
And you always connect to the internet.
Let's go.
I think we're fucked.
He takes a square inch of skull off you and replaces it with this electronic that literally sits on your brain like a little parasite. I think it's fucking cool.
No, not me.
Because initially, this stuff, you know, he's pitching it as we want to have you read the encyclopedia instantly and surf the net with your brain. But
yeah, but then they could also put shit in your head.
But all they're doing at first is going to be you have spinal bifida or you have fucking, some brain disease or something that prevents you from walking or whatever.
But the government could upload their nonsense into your head.
That's what they're going to stop people who are paralyzed, who are blind, who are deaf. They're going to fix all
amazing.
That shit first.
Yeah, but we're looking at that. It's like the trick. Yeah. But at the same time, the government's uploading Mike, calm down. Mm. Pay extra taxes.
Dude,
do this. Do that.
If
that's
you
nuts.
Don't think the government uploads shit to your phone,
they
already,
do, but not to my brain directly.
It pretty much.
Not
pretty.
Look
much.
At me. I'm still a rebel. I hate them. So they haven't done a good job.
Yeah, but you're a guy who doesn't think he's a slave. So that's the most enslaved person, the one who thinks he's not a slave.
No, I'm definitely not a slave.
See, that's they're like perfect. Keep thinking that. That's awesome.
I'm not. I'm a fucking sleeper agent, bro.
Yeah. They have full control.
I'm ready to take them down.
Do you know with phones, two people have like phones that are like, mine's encrypted and all that shit. None of that fucking shit matters.
Do you think that's why like Elon Musk is acting all like anti-government? So that people that don't trust the government are like, okay, I can trust Elon. He'll put a chip in my brain and he's good. Like the way they trust like Trump.
Yeah, I think it's simpler than that. I think he's just trying to like score points like it's a game. And so when he tweets, he's just trying to get the most likes. Okay. Literally, I don't think it's more than that. I think he looks at things like challenges and he's like, how can I troll someone, laugh, get most likes on this, make the silliest, most backwards ass product and have people buy it? Like, I think he's just trolling. Okay. I don't think there's anything deeper to Elon Musk. That's because he's not that smart. When you listen to him talk, he's clearly brilliant, like intellectually, but like he doesn't put two and two together a lot of times when you're like about this situation or about the war in this country or about that. He doesn't know what to say. He's just a guy.
He's an awkward, autistic guy.
He's a dude.
Yeah, he just knows numbers, you know, and he knows how to achieve a certain thing if he like focuses on it, but he's not the guy to go to if you need advice. That's for sure.
I feel like that relates to like what you guys were talking about earlier with construction, fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
And like a good contractor, he doesn't know everything.
Yeah.
He'd be like, yeah, I'll take the job.
Elon Musk does that,
but with the biggest fucking challenges in the world. He's like, yeah, I'll take us to space.
And he just tries it out.
And he'll
I learned that late in life. I wish I knew earlier because I would be like, no, I can't do this. And then they'd be like, all right, well, he can't do it. And then I'd figure out later, like, oh, fuck, I could have done it. I would have even done
that. Actors do that
all the
time.
And then I learned, that was my first ever game testing job. After a few months, they wanted to promote me to like lead teams. And I was like, no, I don't know how to do this. I want time to learn. And then when I figured out, they kind of gave me the offer, but it was like a year later. The salary was different. At the time, it was 2008 or 6, I can't remember. But they had offered me at the time, if I wanted the job, it was like $21 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And we were making like $8 or $10. It wasn't a lot of time. So I was like, fuck, that's a crazy leap. But then when I actually got the job, it wasn't even like $13.
Mm-hmm.
But had I said yes in the beginning, I would have had the original like high salary.
They were giving you a year later $8 less an hour?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. But I had said no because I was being honest because I never did before. And the guy's like, no, I see what you're doing. You could do it. I go, well, I don't want to fuck you guys over.
You might still
know.
Be developing games though right now for like $24 an hour.
I might have still been in game development. Actually, I doubt it. Here's the thing. It all depends because when I got the bug for stand-up, I loved it. But then it was meeting Mike that was the real catalyst when he took me under his wing.
Mm.
So as long as that would have still happened, I probably would have been out of video games. But you never know. I might have never been there that night.
You might
have
never met him because you're working.
Why.
I was thinking the other day about like the thing that made me leave. Like if I wouldn't have left Quebec City, I would have never become a comic.
Mm.
And I remember I used to work in a dépanneur, like a gas station. That it was a shit job. I was the nighttime guy too. Yeah. So the nighttime guy. And then I told my boss, I was like, I want to leave. I need a better life. I want to go. I want to go to Montreal. I need a better life. And then he was like, what do you need? What do you mean a better life? Like a nice car? And then I was like, yeah, of course I want a nice car. I want a nice house. He was like, I can get you a nice car. And then he had offered to sell me a car. And he was like, it's only going to be like $350 a month for 8 years. And then... like I thought about it, and if I would have signed that, I would have been fucked.
That would have changed your life
for 8 years, paying off a shitty fucking Cavalier,
just that decision,
Cavalier,
Sunfire, dude.
Yeah,
would have changed.
But it was a nice, like I was like, this is a fucking amazing car. It's brand new.
Yeah, yeah. There's a guy in the universe. They're in a universe right now.
Yeah. Well, he took that deal.
Yeah. There's a Mike Ward right now.
And he's very angry, and he's shooting ceilings.
Yeah.
But he's also talks to people about like how. The fucking deal he got on that car.
I actually got a great deal. Yeah, let me tell you a good story. You guys are going to love this one.
Idiot asshole over here sold me this fucking car for dirt cheap, dude. He doesn't know.
What do you feel, not to get philosophical, but do you feel like everything is kind of predetermined? Do you feel like you have 100% of choice? but it's you're still in like rails, or do you feel like you could change it from minute to minute? Like this is all random, but you have complete control over the universe.
It's a deep question for the end of the podcast.
Yeah, I know,
but I'll take a stab at it. I think I don't believe in determinism. I believe in free will.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, so I believe that whatever choice you make, I think there's an infinite amount of choices you can make, and they're all they all exist at the same time. And you're just choosing which path to take, but it's your choice.
But there have been some weird shit that happens to me where I was like, because I believe that I control everything, like I'm in charge of my destiny. But there have been some weird moments where I'm like, did I make this happen, or did the universe like just throw me a bone? Like, there's been some weird. I remember in 2013, and I was working for this company, and it was like the boss was a piece of shit. Like, the boss was mean to everyone. He was very mean to me, but I couldn't leave. I needed the job.
Yeah.
My mom was like recovering from cancer. Like, I had to keep working, you know? So I was like, fuck, I hate this thing. And then I remember thinking, that's it. I always wanted to like write, to do like creative stuff, you know, but I had the podcast from 2010, but it was a small podcast. I'm never going to get the chance to do it. I'm never going to see Hollywood. I'm never going to see LA. I'm never going to leave this fucking city.
Yeah,
now
this
I'm
version of you isn't.
But listen to this. What's crazy. I remember this was in like the summertime of 2013. I was thinking about that. And then 2 months later, I had gotten a deal when I was there. One of the clients was like, we want Pantelis to be here with us, what we're going to do. And then I went down there and I was at Laguna Beach. And I went to like the comedy store, and randomly, just by luck, I got on because they said, is there anybody that could jump on? It was right at the beginning. It was like a year I was doing stand up at night, and I was like, oh, that's fucking weird. And then a month later, back again to do the Hollywood Film Awards, another thing. So I was there, and I met all the, and I was like, that's so weird. I said I was never gonna come here, and I didn't twice. And then a month later, a third time, and it was the American Music Awards. And I was like, oh, it's not like what it made me think of, because they were all there. I got talked to a lot of people, Selena Gomez, all, and I was like, it's not as far away as it seemed 2 months ago, where I thought I'm never gonna get out of this fucking city. That, you know, so there was, it was kind of like a little hope thing. Like, you never know. Like, you're not, so.
It's like if life was telling you, don't give up.
Yeah, don't give up. Like, it's not as far as you think. And I often think back at the time where just weeks in between me thinking, I'm fucked, I dropped the ball somewhere. Like, this isn't gonna be a good life. And then little hints, like the universe is like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, calm down. You could, you know, there's something there. Or it could just be coincidence.
Well, here's the thing is like some people say luck, like that would, some people say that's luck, right?
Yeah, that's how I would qualify.
And that's also the definition of a coincidence, right? So at the same time, but at the same time, luck is preparation meets opportunity.
True. Mm.
And so if you aren't prepared to seize that opportunity,
yeah.
you won't even notice it whip by you. So there's another guy who didn't do stand up for a year, who showed up that night, who might have had aspirations to be a stand up. But didn't see the opportunity because he wasn't prepared to see it, to take it in.
True.
Yeah. So luck is just a matter of like preparing yourself for that moment, for that opportunity. If you don't pick up a lottery ticket that's on the ground, you'll never know if you've won the lottery on that ticket. Like it's just about seizing an opportunity and being ready to seize it. That's it. That's it.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that's a. I remember like Oprah, you said, like I never quote Oprah except for this. But
this is the third time you've quoted Oprah, actually.
But I always today. Yeah. But Oprah, that she said the exact same thing that you just said. And I remember the first time I heard her say that, I was like, oh yeah, that's true. There's so many people I know that are like, I never got a break. I never got a break.
But they never did anything.
Everyone gets a break. Yeah. But just be ready when your fucking break comes.
Yeah. And it might take longer for some.
Yeah.
And
some people it comes after a year. Some people it comes after 30.
That's right.
Look at Rodney Dangerfield. He was, I think, 49 when he fucking made it.
Yeah.
And if you don't prepare for the opportunity, like if you're like, I want to be discovered as the next talent in X or whatever the field
but you're
is.
You're not working every
but you live in Sri Lanka.
Yeah.
Like you're not seizing that opportunity. You want to move to where that might happen, right? And then you can prepare yourself for possibly that opportunity. But
I would say you forget Sri Lanka. What you should do is you head over to MikeWard.ca because Mike Ward is on tour 2024 all over Quebec. Mike Ward Modest. Get tickets for his show. Also, patreon.com/Suzukut for the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet, Mike Ward Suzukut. Get the entire back catalog of the award-winning Guinness Book of World Records breaking.
Yeah.
Mike Ward Suzukut. You are online.
Yep.
First shop.
First.shop.
First.shop.
You can check
that
out.
I'm never going to get that.
Bottom of the barrel, this place, you know, if you want to come by here.
Bob, the podcast, all the links are in the description. Yeah. PantelisComedy.com for all of my stuff. If you're there, I'm looking at the camera. PantelisComedy.com, Patreon.com/Pantelis, all kinds of good podcast that I produce on there. Thank you all, and go fuck yourselves.
Can I say one more thing? Happy fucking New Year, boys.
Happy New Year, boys.
Oh, yeah, that's true. This is a New Year's.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.